Okay, good evening. The 79th installment of Dast Vila. And we are at a new section here. We're still discussing the issue of Tefillah and Korbanos. Remember that the Sefer is very, very organized. The first chapter was the introduction. The second chapter was, according to the opinion in the Rishalmi, that the Tefillos were established k'neged the times of day. So we discussed the times of day. And then the next chapter was according to the first opinion in the Bavli, in the Babylonian Talmud, that the Tefillah was established k'neged the three Avos. So we discussed the Avos. And now we're discussing the second opinion in the Bavli, which is the third opinion overall, that the Tefillos were established to correspond to the Korbanos. And in each case, what we've done is we've tried to show that there's not just a numerical comparison, because just three things and therefore three tefillos a day. But obviously, the reason why they looked at something and said, let's pattern tefillah after it, is because of the connections, the interconnections between the two things. And we showed how many of these things are supposed to lead us specifically to pray, how the avos opened up different ways of relating to God, and that's why each one had a prayer. And how the different times of the day call us to call to God in different ways. This chapter has been the most challenging because on the surface, sacrifice and prayer are really very, very different. They're not naturally the same thing, even though we've all heard that opinion many times from the Gemara that today prayer is in place of sacrifice. But once we started thinking about it, we realize that it just doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense. The first thing that we dealt with for the first three chapters of this section was the fact that prayers are basically spiritual acts. Yes, there's moving of the lips, but it's basically a spiritual act. And korbanos are basically a physical act, something I do with the body. And what does it mean that one replaces or one connects to the other? And that's what we dealt with in the first three chapters. And we basically showed that no. Korbanos also are basically in the mind. Korbanos are basically in the mind, especially if we assume that really what's supposed to be sacrificed is ourselves. And the fact that the korban is just a stand-in for that. If you take that seriously, then the korban is also really in the mind, because what we're carrying out with our hands is not meaningful in and of itself. It's just meaningful because of what it represents, because of what we're thinking about, because of what we're considering. So that was basically the first three chapters, which was a very novel idea, that sacrifice is also about the mind. It's not about action. It's actually about holding ourselves back from action. It's actually about sacrificing things. And therefore, it really can correspond to prayer. Now he opens up a new question, which we will only get to see the question this week. And it's a very, very powerful, powerful question, which I think is an even more fundamental question and speaks more to our prayer experience even than the first one that he asked. Beyer Hakoshi Hasheni Shibadivre. Wow, did the scan not work well on that one? It's supposed to say Haramban. Okay? The second problem with the words of Ramban. Kafisha Hiskarnu, as we learn, Divrei Haramban, the words of the Ramban, Ma'orim Od Sheila Mahutit. There's another fundamental question with the way the Ramban understood sacrifice, Be'inyan HaKarbanos. Okay, so this question has already been asked by the Rabbeinu Bachya and by the Maharal and others. Tam HaKarbanos HaChovah v'HaNedavah. Kosav HaRamban. The Ramban wrote, Betam HaKarbanos HaDerech HaPshat, She'inyanam Hu HaSagat HaKapara L'makriv. Remember, the Ramban's theory is that korbanos are really mostly about kapara. They're mostly about achieving some sort of atonement. The Ramban's comments at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra really fit in most with the korban chatas, and speaks about the fact how the korban is sort of in place of us. We were really supposed to die for our sins. We committed a sin, in full view of the king, standing in front of the king. And despite that, we continued to sin in front of him. Hi, Steve, I see you came on. So we really should die, but we don't die. Instead, the animal is sacrificed. And this is supposed to let us understand the gravity of what we did.
Okay.
Mekor dvarav mevu arim begemara. Right? And the makor of the Ramban is in the Gemara. V'shema tomar la'achilahu tzarich. This is the last few lines of Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud. Maybe you'll think at the end of Maseches Menachos, it says that everything that we've been learning, the Masechta before Menachos was about animal sacrifices, and Maseches Menachos is about grain sacrifices. Maybe you'll think God needed to eat all of this stuff. Talmud Lomar, im erav lo omer lecha. Pasuk says in Tehillim, even if I was hungry, I wouldn't bother to tell you. I wouldn't bother you if I was hungry. Ki li tevel umloa, because everything is mine anyway. V'ne'emar, ki li kol chaisos yar behemos bahari elef. Right? And he says also, all of the chayot of the yar, of the forest, are mine. And there are, I have the behemos that are on thousands of mountains. Yadati kol ov harim v'ziz shadai imadi ha'ochel besar abirim. I eat the fat cows v'dam atudim eshteh, and I drink the blood of goats. Lo amarti. So first of all, I'm not hungry, God says. None of us thought he was, but just in case you had an inkling of a thought, God says, I don't need your sacrifices. Lo amarti lachem zivchu, and furthermore, I didn't tell you to sacrifice. Kedei shetomar e'aser ritzono v'ya'aser ritzoni. I didn't set this up so you could say, I'll do his will and he'll do my will. Maybe you would think that if you give me things, I'll give you things. Makes sense. No, lo l'ritzoni atem zovchim. I get nothing out of this. I have no desire for what you give me. Ela l'ritzonchem atem zovchim. It is just for you. It's not tit for tat. It's not somehow quid pro quo. I get nothing. Shne'emar l'ritzonchem tizbachu. This is all for you. I set this up for you, not because I needed something, but because I wanted you to have the benefit. Rashi says, "Letzorech atzmechem lekayem mitzvotai shetehei kapara lachem bach." That's the source of the Ramban. All of the sacrifices were set up so that the Jewish people would have some way of achieving atonement. Ubitam korbanot hanedava. Well, what about korbanos hanedava? This works very well for a sin offering. But what about an offering that I just decide to bring on my own goodwill, right? Asher einam ba'imal chet. So here he turns to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah will explain why we bring other kinds of sacrifices. Kasher yirtzeh ha'adam ha'ish ha'oved lehitameitz v'la'alot b'madrega. If a person wants to get himself together and to rise up to a high level, to be like the angels that are around the chariot of Hashem. You really want to attach yourself to God? You feel like you want to go up a level in spirituality? You want to have the joy of being a malach? Bring a korban. And he says very interestingly, V'chasher haya mistakel. Interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not even the sacrifice you bring. When you set aside a sacrifice, you have to go to the Beit HaMikdash. And when you go to the Beit HaMikdash and you see the Beit HaMikdash and the Kohanim and the Leviim and all the Nisim HaGaluyim, haya mis'ale u'misgaber rav la'alot u'liskasher ba'olam ha'ruchani. Then you're like, wow, oh man. So you go on a trip to Har Bayis. Levilti Yishar Bar Machitza Mafsekas Ben Ol Ben Haruchani. So that's a fascinating opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, that we bring sacrifices to force us to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And just being in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what makes us, that's what gives us a spiritual high, that's what lifts us up. So however you say it, whether you did something wrong, we all make mistakes and we need kapara. Whether we didn't fall, but in fact we want to rise. Kerbonos are a way for us to improve ourselves, for us to get better, for us to achieve atonement. The phrase that keeps coming back is for us. For us. Hatamiya shebedivrei haramban. Umatzivim anu et hasheela. Now we're standing up, we're setting up this question. Eiza avodahi. Zu asher to'alatahi la'oved atzmo. The word avoda means not just work. Avoda means service. Right? Avoda relates to the word eved. It's something that someone does for a master. What kind of avoda is this where its entire purpose is for myself? Is for the person doing the avoda. Heichan hu kiyum amud ha'avoda. Again, we understand this paradox that God doesn't need us, and we're, so to speak, doing his mitzvos, we're doing his commands, but in the end, he's just doing it so that we could live better lives. The das tefillah is not asking this about most mitzvos, because most mitzvos are commandments. But they're not called avoda. Avoda, which is a phrase that we learn, this particular to sacrifices, to tefillah, implies a service of this higher being. What does it mean we're serving him if we're doing it for ourselves? Let's keep going, Tammy. We'll probably get to your question. B'masim asher tachlis inyanam, he hasogas hakapara la'adam, o kenos hit'alut b'darga ruchanit l'nishmato. If the whole purpose of bringing a sacrifice is to get atonement or to uplift my neshama, then how is this really service of God? It's service of myself. And the question, in my humble opinion, is even stronger when it comes to the first. Because maybe you could argue that when I'm doing it to raise up my soul, that maybe somehow that's part of my religious service of God. But when I sinned, and I'm supposed to get a punishment, and God gives me a get out of punishment free card, and says, here, bring this animal, and then I'll let you off the hook. And God doesn't need the animal. The whole purpose of bringing the animal is so that we could do tshuva ourselves and not have to get a punishment. So what's that service of God? I'm servicing myself. That's okay. Nothing wrong with servicing myself. But why would we call it avoda? Hadvara ma'orim sa'arat nefesh. When we think about it, it causes a storm of the heart, a storm of the soul. Ba'asher nitba'er la'el otzim chiyuv mesiras ha'nefesh sheba'avodas ha'karbanos. We explained in the previous chapters that bringing a sacrifice is about mesiras nefesh. It's about giving oneself up. It's about saying I'm nothing and God is everything. So he's not asking in general about the concept that God gave us commandments, but he gave us commandments to help us out. He gave us commandments because he wants to reward us because we do the right thing. He's asking particularly when it comes to this service that we made such a big deal about the last couple of months, that was about self-sacrifice and not doing what I want instead doing what God. You know what? At the end of the day, it's just for us anyway, especially when it comes to a sin offering. What kind of sacrifice is that? If I do this, I don't get punished. I save my money. I save my family. I save my health. Ki eza mesiras nefesh hi zu kasher tachlita hu revach lenafsho shel hamakrev. The whole purpose is to make my soul better, to make my life better. That's not service. It may be sacrifice. It's not service. I may sacrifice to go on a crazy diet, to go work out in the gym, to learn a trade, to do things. I do a lot of things because I want to service myself, but we don't call that service of God. Certainly not the paradigmatic service of God. Right? We said everything, oh, Avodas Hashem, I'm an Oved Hashem, everybody, oh, I'm an Oved Hashem. We pointed out that the word Avodas Hashem applies particularly to only two things. Animal sacrifice, well, maybe Menachos as well, temple worship, sacrifice, and prayer. Harei musag avoda mahuta hu asiya l'tachlis ratzon ha'adon. The whole idea of service is doing something to fulfill the will and the needs of the master. Kiyum ratzono yisbarach. So how does this work? Especially if we argue that prayer and sacrifice are particularly good at benefiting us. Particularly good. There are a lot of mitzvos we could do. But if we pray, we have a much better shot of getting things that we want than if perhaps if we do other mitzvot. So what kind of service is this? She'ela zu kayemet gam legabei tefila. And this is just as true with prayer. V'naktim leva'er. Let's try to explain. Hamusag tefila munach le'inyan habakasha. I've mentioned this many times. This is the main source in this sefer for this idea. And it appears in the Rav's writings and in others. I mentioned this on Sunday at the Shia, that when we say tefila, we mean asking for things. Ein divrei hashevach v'hahilul v'hahodah. This is fascinating in and of itself, this paragraph. The hallel and the hodah, the praise of God, the thanks of God, the stuff at the beginning and the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Ein divrei hashevach v'hahilul v'hahodah miguf hatfilah. That's not really prayer. Wow. That's not really prayer. The God stuff, the parts of prayer where we make God feel good, where we thank God, where we address God and tell him he's wonderful, that's not even prayer. Hatfilah hi hasheela bilvat. Rabbi Soloveitchik doesn't say it so strongly. Rabbi Soloveitchik says it's all prayer, but the power of prayer, the essence of prayer, is in the requests that we make of God. Sidur hashevach nitzrachu kodem atfila. Don't get me wrong. We're given a formula by the rabbis based on the Chumash that before we ask for things, before we daven, before we are mitpalel, we have to praise God. K'mavur b'gemara, darash reb simulai, l'olam yisadu adam shivcha shalakadosh baruch hu, v'achar kach yitpalel. Fascinating. Rabbi Simlai says, a person should set up the praise of God and then should not continue praying and then pray. The beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, where we set up the praise of God and we do it in a very organized way, that comes before prayer. Then we pray. Etzem hatfilah hi she'elat zerachav. The essence of prayer is to ask for our needs. Divrei hashevach chofchim lihiot chelek minusach hatfilah. The praise that we have of God, Psukei deZimra, the brachos in Kriya Shema, the first three brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, are only considered to be prayer ad kama shehem mitztarfim le'inyan habakasha u'sheilat atzrachim. To the extent that they serve as an appetizer for the real prayer, which is to ask for everything that we need. Motziim anu she'inyan zeh hu mimahuto hayehudit shel ha'adam. Not only that, but this asking of God is fundamental to who we are. Bezeh nivdal hu mishar hanivrayim. And in this way, we are different from all other creatures. Human beings are different because they can ask, they can understand, and they can ask for their needs in a real and sophisticated way. Hu hanikra mav'eh mevakesh. A person is called, we'll see this in the Gemara in Baba Kama in a second, A person is called a mav'eh. What is a mav'eh? Mav'eh is from the word ba'i. Ba'i means I need or I ask. Right? Ba'i minei. We have that in the Gemara. Ibai elohu. Ba'i is ask. The word mav'eh is from the language of to ask. Al shem avodas ha'tfila shenitna lo. A person is defined by the fact that he can pray. What does it mean he prays? He asks. Rav Amar Maveze Adam, Dichsiv Asher Shomer, he quotes the Pasuk in Baba Kama, one of the four types of damagers is a maveh. One interpretation is that a maveh is an animal. Rav says, no, a maveh is a person, because a person is an asker. A person is a requester. Bekach nivdal hu betfilato, next paragraph, mehamalachim. In this way, we're above the angels. Vesare mala. She'enam nechnasim tachas mikrei ha'olam v'chesrenosav. The angels have no requests. They have no requests. Ve'ein lehem tzorech lehispala le'el ashisparach al shum davar. So interesting. The poor angels, they can't pray. They praise him. They say wonderful things about him. Kol echad kefi hasagato, the mabit, beit elokim. Human beings are above the angels because they have needs. And because they have needs, they can pray. And prayer is definitional to what it is that makes us great, the ability to ask from God. Ha'adam hu hamitpalel shel habriya. We pray not just for ourselves. We are the prayer. The people who pray, the ones who pray for all of the creation. Heyot v'hu ha-me'utad l'hashlim chesrono v'chesrona shel habriya kula. We are the ones who are responsible to make sure that our world is set up and the whole world is set up. M'me'la rak hu shayach le'inyin ha-bakasha hu she'ela s'rachim. So therefore, only we can ask. Only we can ask. By the way, he just said something unbelievable that is not about prayer alone. Heyot v'hu me'utad l'hashlim chesrono v'chesrona shel habriya kula. Our lives are a microcosm of the world. Just like we are told, and every day we have to put our lives together and get our lives right and deal with the physical and the spiritual aspects of our lives, ultimately, we are responsible to do that for the entire world. Our world is just a tiny little microcosm of the world. And our personal mission, which includes taking care of our hygiene, everything that we do to keep ourselves together, which is a lot, is really just a taste of what man is supposed to do for the world. Ubinakuda zu shel advar matziv manu asa sheila v'chi ezo avodehi sheilat tzerachav. What kind of service is getting to ask for your needs? What kind of service is that? Heyach mitkayem amud ha'avoda bebakoshas adam al rifotav parnasato ushar mishalotav. It's through prayer today. We don't have sacrifices today. All we have is prayer. The primary way that we serve our Creator, sacrifice our Creator, is by giving him a list of everything that we need. What kind of service is that? Service is going in the other direction, right? The afternoon service is like the service you get when they have the service on the plane and they start bringing out the drinks. The service is supposed to go the other way. We're supposed to be serving God. He's not supposed to be serving us. And again, the question is particularly poignant when it comes to the one thing that we have today that is the essence of serving God, of being in his service. It's true for all mitzvos, but specifically the one thing that was supposed to be like an eved, somehow serving our master, is not just that he doesn't need us, not just that he doesn't need our things, but it's something that we're doing where literally we're just handing him a piece of paper and saying, I need these 10 things. It's the furthest thing possible from service. L'chora nakel haya aleinu lahavin et inyan avodat ha'tefillah. Ve'im haynu magdirim ota ka'amirat shevach v'divrei halel ka'avodat ha'malachim. Were we like the angels? And this is the way we imagine it in our minds, that the angels are standing there and serving God, and they're praising him, and they're thanking him. And there seems to be meaning to that, and that's what the angels do. That service. The heavens, there's this elaborate system of angels and everything, and they're serving him. He doesn't need it. Okay, but at least it's service. At least that they're doing what you do when you serve a king. But somehow when it comes to human beings and when it comes to the Jewish people, we get away with doing our service by giving them a list of all the things that we need in our lives. How did we get away with this? How could this possibly be? And again, it's true. It's even more of a question when it comes to tefillah, but it's even a question of when it comes to sacrifice. By sacrifices, we don't hand them a list of things that we need, but we are told that the only real beneficiary of the sacrifices is ourselves. Whether we're getting kapara, whether we're getting a spiritual high, whatever it is, we're just doing it for ourselves. So how can we call this a avodah? I think it's an excellent question. So we will lean out there, see that, and answer Tammy's question as well next time. And we'll have to, as with everything, every simple question he asks, even deep question, every straightforward question he asks, you got to go like three chapters of like this to really understand the thing before you can get the answer. But we're excited to be able to get that answer. And no shir next week. I'll be ba'aretz mitz Hashem. We'll mitz Hashem meet the next Tuesday. Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Good night, Rabbi. Good night.